Thank you, Jim. Good morning, everyone. My name is Corey Kui. I'm a product characterization leader for Dye Growth Sciences. This morning is my pleasure to introduce you to a new class of herbicide tolerance trait developed by Dye Growth Sciences in soybean, and it's named Enlist herbicide tolerance in soybean. So, as Jim suggested before, proceed. I would like to introduce my colleagues who contributed to this project and presentation. The second author, Dr. Tom Hoffman, he's a soybean breeder. Ms. Ning Zhou, and she is a molecular biologist. Sandra Toledo is a protein chemist. Dr. Paul Samuel, and he is a transformation specialist. Dr. Terry Wright, he's a group leader and a weed scientist. David Simpson, weed scientist. And Mark Peterson, weed scientist. Diagrams is the endless herbicide tolerance traits. We use a class of genes, but on this picture, basically, on this slide, we use two genes, the gene name AAD1, AAD2, and both provide herbicide tolerance in different crops. And each of the genes, they are coding an enzyme. I'm not trying to pronounce it, you can see the long name. And the gene coding the enzyme that can catalyze the metabolism of the herbicide. Both genes has been successfully introduced and being developed in multiple crops. On this picture on the top, the soybean and the whole field, they were applied 2,4-D herbicide at 20 to 40 gram per hectare at a V3, V4 stage. You can see the middle of the transformed soybean is growing very well, and on the fourth side, that was untransformed soybean control, they were killed by the herbicide. And in the bottom of the picture, that's transformed corn, and the FAB chemical was applied at V6 stage. The transformed corn in the on the right, untouched, on the left side, and the untransformed corn was killed by the Quazalofa herbicide very rapidly. So, at the rest of my talk, I will focus on the soybean. I believe that's what you interest audience in this room. But if anyone, in case you're interested to know more about this trait in corn, we have a poster tomorrow. I think a poster number is 613. Okay, Enlist herbicide tolerance trait transformed in soybean. In this case, the gene was used is the AAD12 gene, and the gene is derived from a soil bacteria. The DNA sequence was plant optimized, and the gene catalyzed detoxified the herbicide is very robust, the simple mechanism, and the gene product can convert the herbicide started from pre-treatment and to the post applications. Here is showing the mechanism of how the gene work. You can see it's a very simple step, and both AAD12 or AAD1 genes, the same kind of a mechanism. Which it works is like a single step. They can convert 2,4-D into inactive gradients and protect the crop. Okay, how we started, how we generate the events. So before we start transformation, we're using several promoters, and promoters ranging from low driving the gene from low expression to medium and high expressions. We're using the selective marker is the gene of PAT PAD gene. And the transformation method is agrobacterial media transformations. And soybean launch we use for transformation is MARIC. Well, within each construct, we generate many, many events. And first, we focus on the selection of the construct. So which construct, we want to select construct that can provide the robust tolerance. And so you can see in the bottom of this slide, and on the left, that's a construct. You can see the gene expression within soybean is relatively high. If you see the unions on the very left, unions start from zero, can go to 3,000 nanogram per centimeter of soybean leaf tissue expressing that gene. I want to come to the middle, the number two, and that construct driving the gene can see there are some kind of variation, but however, they show moderate for expression. On the right, far right, that construct showing the promoter driving the gene, they show relatively low expression. So, you know, you can see among the construct, among the events, the expression of the genes is a wide range. So we feel, okay, let's choose the one in the middle, have moderate of expression. So we first, okay, we focus on that construct. So next we would like to say, okay, so each construct we have many events, and we focus on selecting the events, and they are simple. Well, the method we're using, I mean, the events was not so complex, but we do see a range of integrations. I mean, the gene integrated in the genome, like from 1 to 3 integrations, we observed across the events. So we try to focus on a single copy. Events, the two arrows point out those are the integrations. So, of course, to determine the number of copies being inserted in there, I mean, is combined and multiple technology. We try to assess the integration. We also try to assess do they have fully integrated plant transcription union, which is the PTU. Well, that is a molecular level selection. So next, and we go with phenotypic and spray selection. So those is the typical of event selection. I mean, phenotypic selection in the nursery in the field. Event phenotype, we start actually right away, right after we get the T1 generation, and of course, the selection is under the isolated contained environment. The spray selection, we applied 2,4-D herbicide at 2240 gram per hectare, and at that rate, and this is spray at with 3 stage every generations. And you can see from this picture on the right, that's a check. On the left, that's the events. You see there are lots of tags because we characterize each of the individual plants. Well, next is at molecular level, and as soon as we identified our lead events, we go very detailed molecular level characterization. And the events we select, the lead events, DAS68416-4, that's our lead events. And this event we fully characterize at all different levels. It is a clean, single copy, vector backbone free events, and the AD12 gene insertion, and the exhibit normal Mendelian inheritance over many, many generations. The insertion has been identified and it mapped on the chromosome 4. So these lead events and have been confirmed many times is a single copy events. On the left panel of this picture, that's the event integration size. On the right, that's the point of transfer union and of this event. And this event has been, at expression level, has been characterized at many, many events, cross generations and within generations. In this picture, I'm trying to show you that these events within generation between the brother sister siblings are the expression stable. You can each diamond showing the siblings and within that family, and there are many, many plants were sampled compared to the siblings, the expression is very stable. And further, to character these events, it tolerance to 4D, it also tolerance to glufosinate. And the tolerance to 4D at a rate from 1120 gram per hectare to 4480 gram per hectare. You can see 4480 gram per hectare application to 4D. That's a lot. That's a lot of herbicide. But this event can tolerance at that rate, and the tolerance from prey application to R2 applications. Well, with the selection marker, we have the PAD gene, and these events also show tolerance to glufosinate at a rate from 411 gram per hectare to 822 gram per hectare of glufosinate application. So no significant plant injury was observed. This is showing the 2,4-D application. The front row, that's 2,4-D at 20 to 40 gram per hectare. That the next range is 4480 gram per hectare. And you can see the normal plants were killed easily. And this glufosinate application on the left is the events no touch. On the right is a control. And agronomic assessment, the yield, and you can see without a spray, the blue and the red, the ethyl lines, the yield is equal. Of course, when we spray the 2,4-D, the check was no yield because totally killed. So in conclusion, and high quality endless events has been selected. The AD2R gene was inherited as a single dominant Mendelian trait, cross-segregating with the PAD glufosinate tolerance selection marker. The event consistently expressing the AD2R protein tolerance to post-application of 2,4-D and glufosinate. The event had no significant abnormal phenotype and yield at the level of the ethyl lines. At the end, I would like to acknowledge there are many, many of my colleagues contributing to this project.
We have 1 minute for question. If someone has a question, please. Corey?
Excuse me, I don't think I get a question.
What made you select that particular gene from the bacteria, Delphia
flavor? I think that's part of the discouraging cloning. I do not know. Sorry, I'm not able to answer that question. Yes, sir. Have we tested this gene in different soybean variety? Yes, we did. And the gene has been either introgression or forward breeding to different background. Yes, we test multiple and a wide range of different germplasm. They show the same as the original ones.
In this case, the yield is on Maverick.
But we do have yield from Elite this year and next year.
Throwing the event into corn and soybeans will probably decrease its useful lifespan. How much more quickly than if it was only in one species or the other?
I don't think I fully understand the question. Are you meaning, so when we put in different crop, you mean the span of herbicide tolerance or span of the how long the gene lasts?
Yeah, how long the gene is effective before we have resistance in whichever step.
Okay, this is a very, very good question. I think you're referring, I didn't touch the reason we deal with those because this is trying to combine with the other trait already somehow lost their resistance. I don't think I